Live from your mama's basement, this is Backlog Infinite.
The Backlog.
That's right. I am your host, the one, the only, the Jada Gamer, a.k.a. Chief Reefer from the Tope Choke and Smoke Tribe. I felt like Chief Choke-a-Bitch needs to go to hell. and to my left is Wesk. Wesker J, say hello.
Konnichiwa, Sasianos.
We keeping the pain train rolling with the International Woman of Mystery, Nova.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, we're killing it right now.
Wait, did you just compare me to, like, Austin Powers?
I don't know what I was saying, man.
I'm okay with that.
I go with whatever muse hits me, whatever refracts the light into my eye and gets the inspiration going. This is Backlog Infinite covering Assassin's Creed Deuce, baby. Deuce.
The Deuce.
Yes. And right off the top, I'm going to tell you why we had to skip one. It was due to backlash on my Facebook page almost instantaneously.
Everybody hates on one.
Yeah, and so I went around asking people, they're just like, no, fuck one. And I'm like, they need to know the story of Altair. This is an important dude in the Assassin's Creed. The next three games in the series are just to figure out what Altair did in his life. It's an important dude, and I think the people need to know.
Yeah, because I don't still know what he did. Because I haven't played any of these games until now, so I skipped one. And still kind of have no clue what the fuck is going on with the storyline.
Well, here, I will give you Altair in roughly a minute, if I can.
Tell me a story, Jay. It's story time.
Story time.
All right, this is basically the story of Altair. Altair is about 18. He decides that he knows what the hell is up with the Assassin's Creed Order. He goes on this mission, murks everybody in sight. His buddy Abba says, yo, what the hell are you doing? Stop doing that shit. And he's like, yo, F you in your ass. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm Altair. He ends up getting his buddy killed, and he returns back to his master in defeat like, oh, man. My arrogance, I done fucked up, everyone's dead. But at the last second, dude walks up without an arm. He's like, no, you failed, Altair. I have the golden statue that master was looking for. So your master, Al-Mualim, gets pissed at you for being a dick and takes away all your powers, including the ability to jump high. I don't know how that works. He just did it, all right? And then he says, yo, you got to kill these nine guys. And Altair's like, whatever I got to do to get your respect, son, that's how I'm going to do. And he rolls up on each one of these guys and kills them. And he keeps finding out these weird things. Like, this one guy kept stealing money to heal the sick. This other dude basically did the same, but to feed his family. And he's like, these people are decent dudes. Why are you trying to get me to kill them? And Al-Mualim's like, yo, mind your business. You got to trust the Assassin's Creed. That's what this is all about. And you're like, all right, whatever. So you go and kill six more. And then you come back and you're like, all right, I figured out what was up. You got me to do all this because you wanted these people dead so you could hide this golden apple. Now, give me the golden apple. Mualim's like, yo, up yours, Altair, let's do battle. And then Altair whips his ass, takes the apple.
So what's up with the apple?
That's what Assassin's Creed 2 is all about. Basically, the apple allows
you to... That explains a lot, because there's a lot about the apple thing. And I was like, what the fuck is with this apple?
It's like a mind control thing. And these people are vying for it to gain their own measure of peace.
I see. That explains a lot.
It's a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah. So, basically, the idea is the Templars may not be entirely evil, though they kind of are in future games, but just to make the distinction. But at first, in the first two games, the line is they're trying to blur it a little. And then they just basically make a decision.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I tried to just run that down as fast as I could, because you need to know the story of Altair, and I probably screwed up a bunch of names, but except for Mualim and Altair. But basically, the main enemy in that game, I think his name's Abbas. And not enemy, but he just doesn't like Altair. You find out Abbas is like a Templar descendant later on. Anyways, that doesn't matter. On to Assassin's Creed 2!
Yay.
All right. Okay, so it starts with Desmond waking up with Eagle Vision on, right? and he sees the blood written from subject 16. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Which, can I just point this out? As someone who hasn't played the first game, if you're starting with two, this is the first half hour to hour of this game will make literally no sense. Just go with it. Nothing makes sense. You won't know what the fuck is going on.
And actually, if you've played the first one, this pisses me off, actually. When you play the first one, you go through the entire game and you find a pen and you put it up your sleeve and you're like, oh, like a hidden blade, sweet. And then the game just ends. You don't do nothing with it. So when I started two, I was like, he still got the pen, you know? And I went to try to use it like a hidden blade and it just wasn't there. And I was so pissed. Anyways.
Is the crew, like, that run the Animus the same in the first? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, no,
like, you know, all the nerdy chick, the blonde chick.
No. Yeah. It's just...
English dude.
It's just the blonde chick from the first one, when you were in Abstergo. Yeah.
Stargo.
All right.
Entertainment. Make video games.
Yeah, that's but that's way down the line. Way down the line. Okay, so Ezio's born. Okay, wait. First, Lucy busts you out. You go through this entire sequence, and she rushes you toward... No. She just rushes you towards the Animus. You get in it, and then Ezio's born. That's right.
Yeah, basically.
All right. So you move your legs, you move your arms, and there you have the facts of life. You find out your name's Ezio Auditore. You get pulled out of the Animus. And then you start kicking some booty, but you find out that Lucy knows how to kick some booty. And that's like a big moment, because she's supposed to be like this nerdy scientist chick, I guess. Which
she's like kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, which Nova wouldn't get, because she just instantly sees her with a smatter of blood kicking ass. So in the first one, she's not known for doing any of that shit.
Well, I kind of assumed based on Desmond's reaction. He's like... the fuck? Why are you covered in blood? How do you know how to do these things?
Yeah. But it was supposed to be your reaction as the player, you know? Alright, so, you get out after you bust out, and you meet Rebecca, Sean, talk to Lucy, talk to Rebecca, talk to Sean. They basically say what they do. Sean's a bit of a dick.
He's a dick.
Sean's
a total dick. Straight dick.
Yeah, Sean's a dick. So you hop into the Animus, and you go to 1476 Republic of Florence, where Ezio's picking a fight with the Pazzi family, because the Pazzi's been talking some shit.
Hey!
Bust up some Pazzi. Federico shows up.
Take a rock in the face.
You take a rock in the face. You just take it like a champ. Like, that shit... he had to have seen him throw it, and he's like, no, I'm gonna take this on the chin.
Like, or be man. Like, no, it'll miss me.
Slept
it'll
with
miss
his
me.
Sister.
Yeah, Ezio's a bit of a ladies' man. So you bust up some of that. Your brother shows up. You loot them. You go see the doctor to heal your face. Get some stitches. Your brother says, yo, let's go home. You like, no, I'm gonna go get some ass. And then you gotta go handle your duty to please that booty.
And then you do. And then you have to flee like mad the next day when her dad opens the door.
Yeah.
Flee like mad from the dead.
You just dip like a thief in the night. Alright. And then you go see your dad, who pretends like he's mad at you, but he's fronting. He's like, you remind me of me. And that's cool. Even though you're a bit of a crazy wild man that's gonna end up dead. So you get a letter. He makes you deliver a letter to Lorenzo Medici, an ally. But Lorenzo's out of town. And then you come back, then you have to do one of three quests. You go on a date with your mom, bust up some dude for your sister, get some feathers for your little brother. Now.
Just all very nice and well and happy.
Yeah, it's like inviting you into their world.
Yeah, training.
Yeah, and it's not even really a tutorial. This is just basically exposition at this point. Like, you're just going with your mom. You go pick up some paintings from Leonardo da Vinci, and she makes a vagina joke, I think. Yeah, that's where the vagina joke is. Can't remember what it was, though. Your sister Claudia, she doesn't want to give up being a virgin, to this douche, and then this douche is hitting on this lesser attractive female, I guess, and just to get some, and you beat his face in pretty badly, and then he's like, oh no, but I think it's screwed up because he wants to fight you, and I'm just like, are you serious? Maybe you don't know the name of this game. All right.
Then you go. The thing is, I wish at this point that there was kind of a tutorial. Because you have these quests, and they never really quite explain. They give you the gist of how to do stuff, but they never really explain that, like, you don't really have to do these quests right away. You can, like, figure out the controls first. You know, you kind of feel rushed through this part, I found.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Take your time.
No, you're totally right. Like, I think, I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, because I have no idea. Because later on, you don't even get to the tutorial yet. We'll get to the tutorial. I'll point it out when it happens.
But well, it's so late compared to the introduction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's great. I think it's like the third sequence you finally get to a proper, anyways.
Well, the Potsy fight, that's a tutorial fight encounter.
But not even the full one.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
All right, so your family gets arrested. You go see your dad in prison. And Assassin's Creed is just famous for, like, putting, you know, markers on a map and have you go there. But if you stop and think, like, how would you know that your dad is at that point and in that cell? I gotta climb up and risk my life. Oops, wrong one. Oops, not this one. You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
Eagle vision.
Well, I guess you could. Yeah, technically.
Oh, that just seems really messed up. Like, I'm gonna climb to the tallest tower that this dude is gonna happen to be in, really?
Yeah.
There's like, I'm in a gajillion cells in this prison. He would be in the tower?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They don't even bother to explain it. They're like, nah, fuck it. He knew. Eagle vision. I think that's just the win button. Eagle vision. You know, speaking of eagle vision, the benefit of the early Assassin's Creed games, as I remember, is you can run, sprint, climb in eagle vision, which is great. In the later ones, you can't do that. As soon as you move.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. As soon as you start running, you can't.
You can walk, but you can't run.
Yeah, you can't run. But, like, yeah, anyways. So he gives you the letter, tells you to use your eagle vision back on your house to find a hidden room and suit up.
Suited
in some broken ass armor.
Yeah, but you really don't get the full sense. I don't know if this part felt rushed because, like, Altair was already an assassin and you earn your stripes. This, you suit up. You are now an assassin without knowing what nothing's about.
It's like you put on this armor and this cloak, and all of a sudden, holy shit, you're this whole thing that you have no idea what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. So you bring some documents. In full assassin regalia to
heat score. Walking down the street.
Yeah. Like, this is like the spoiler to Roberto, betray this guy over here. So he's like, don't worry, I'll clear this up. And then you wake up and he's condemning your father and your two brothers to death. Literally to death.
In, like, the most fancy-ass gallows I've ever seen in my life.
This is Italy. This is how they roll.
You're fancy, man.
And I love the way nobody asks questions, because, like, Ezio's dad's like, yeah, we have documents proving that we're innocent that we gave you last night. And he's like, preposterous. Kill them anyway. It's like, no, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Just, nope, you're dead. And everyone's like, oh, yes, yes. Clap, clap.
Yes, good quite. Show. Surely good. Yes,
good show.
Yes, quite.
The little dance of death. I love that part. All right, so after that, the sequence one is over, and it's like this emotional moment where you lost your family that you have connected with over the last maybe hour or so, depending on how fast you speed through it. So I think you go to the brothel now.
You go home to see your family first. And then, is it like the maid who takes you to her sister's place at the brothel?
Yeah, one of the maids, I guess, yeah. And it's her sister that runs the brothel. And you meet Paola.
Paola.
You meet Paola. Mistress of Head, the head mistress.
What's with her arm?
I think
he got scarred by
the
something.
The marking or something?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. You might have to wiki that. It's probably a whole book on that.
You read it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, true. I should recall. But I read them all back to back, so it's like it's mashed in my head. I should read them. Anyways, so she teaches you how to blend and steal. And
buy the girls to distract.
Yeah, and by the, what are they called?
Courtesans.
Courtesans?
Yeah, you buy the courtesans. You get the Cornish hens, and, all right, so.
Cornish hens?
I don't know, courtesans?
High class escorts.
Yeah, so you go to Leonardo da Vinci now, and he assembles your hidden blade, and see, another thing from the first one, Altair is missing a finger from his hidden blade. which the strategy guide puts on the wrong hand at one point. Yeah, I noticed that because I'm a fucking geek.
Nerd.
They just technically mirrored the picture.
Well, duh. But that's definitely not the finger he lost. And so, yeah, so Da Vinci pulls out a butcher knife, pretends he's going to chop off your finger, and he's like, psych, gotcha, put on this blade. Altair's like, yes, yes, grazie, grazie, I'm gonna go kill Umberto. And then you kill Umberto.
That's pretty much what happens. I flipped
the page. It's like, you go and kill Umberto, and then the thing is, you kill Umberto. I'm like, alright,
stay
dead.
Through it.
Basically what happens. No, it's like, there's you can walk around first, but no, basically, like, I'm gonna kill him, and then you kill him.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
true. I love it. They just, it's that predictable moment where they just sort of take it. Alright, so then you dip out to the Monte Regioni, but not before you tell Claudia and your mother about the family problems, to which they're crushed, and the mother stops talking, I think.
Gosh, no, she stopped talking beforehand because when the guards came for her husband / your dad, they assaulted her.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Okay, yeah. I'm glad you caught that. I forgot about that. All right.
Motherfucker. I hope they're dead.
So, they lead your mother and sister. You lead your mother and sister out of the city, and you can walk, you can run, do whatever. And then one of the questions they ask you is, he keeps saying, I don't know, and he's getting more increasingly frustrated. And that's, like, for me, one of the most honest moments in gaming, because they seem to know everything, and then at one point they go, were they given a proper burial? And he's like, yes. Like, wait, when did you start cluing in on all this? You didn't know nothing, but yeah, I stuck around to make sure they were buried.
I'm pretty sure you were too busy running from the guards who were trying to kill you to make sure they got a proper burial.
Yeah, like for me, I was like, I'm the player. This was like that big, that you just lied to them moment for me as the player. It's like, I'm you. I've been playing you this whole time. I don't remember a time lapse. Anyways, I'm pretty sure you would have talked about it, Ezio. I'm calling bullshit on Ezio.
Nice.
Yeah, so then you run into the Pazzi, who want to kill you. You fight, and then a mystery man shows up. And the previous show that we did, we were doing Easter eggs. I neglected to even bring this up because I didn't want to spoil it for Nova. But
which I appreciate, because when it happened, yeah. I immediately texted you and was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought of that. Like, it was one of my top 10. It's like, so anyways, this dude shows up and you bust up some of all the Pazzi with him. And then he's like, thank you, friend. He's like, and then he's like, whatever, Ezio, it's no problem. And then he's like, you don't recognize me? It's me, Mario. Great moment. It's a great moment in gaming because it hits you on so many levels if you're a gamer.
And it's so perfect.
Mm-hmm. And that's his motherfucking name. They make no bones about it.
It's your drunk, slightly overweight, formerly rich uncle.
Yeah, who's an assassin. And, like, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Clearly.
Yeah, but he's good. He's a fierce warrior. I remember in the book that he had a sword. Maybe I'm incorrect. Anyway, So you go get the supplies. He tells you to go get supplies and medicine from, I guess, a supply shop and a hospital or a doctor. And you return and he wants to train you. And this is where the tutorial officially begins.
Thank God.
After all that, you finally get to learn how to do stuff.
Like, you've already gone through everything that you're going to learn at least once.
Yeah, and you already know how to do most of this stuff, and then they're like, okay, now we're just going to double check, because all the on-screen prompts and heads-up display markers, they're not going to prepare you for this shit. I don't know, did all those heads-up display things, did that get intrusive for you? Like, were you just annoyed, like, you'll be running along the rooftops and tops, and it'll be like, press X, or press circle to hang from the side of a building?
Yeah.
Like, I know how to do that.
It's really annoying, especially because they throw you into the storyline so quickly that you have to learn this shit on your own anyways, and then, like, half an hour after you have to figure out something for the first time, they're like, do this! And you're like, no, fuck you. Like, this would have been helpful, like, a while ago.
Yeah, this would have been helpful when I had the need to do it. Now that I'm just gallivanting on rooftops, I'm having fun, leave me alone. So I think they run you through everything except for the dagger, the throwing the dagger. I don't think you got those yet. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So he sends you to go over your listen in and find out what the Pazzi are planning, and then I think you invade Tuscany. Right?
I hate those missions.
Well, okay.
Eavesdropping? Oh, God.
I don't mind those. But you don't invade Tuscany right away. At first, Ezio's like, nah, I'm gonna get my sister and my mom. We're going to Spain in a few days. And Mario's like, but what about the family business? What about, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What your dad was about.
And, yeah, and then he goes off. He goes running off, and then you chase after him. And that's when he's like, this is what I'm planning, Ezio. You in? He's like, I'm all in. Balls deep, baby. You have to, like, translate that into, like, Italy talk. All right.
Italian?
It's funnier when I said it. All right. So, you go to Tuscany, invade, and I think the idea is to kill Vieri, the Pazzi, who assaulted you earlier. Yeah, so you basically rage quit on his face and talk some smack, and Mario shows up and he's like, yo, chill, bro, resquiat un pace. And then from that moment forward, you suddenly found Zen and everybody else is dead.
Which is a little bit weird, but whatever, we'll go with it.
Yeah. So then you go home, rejoice in victory, everybody's drinking booze and celebrating Ezio being a murderer. That's all it is. Like, it's like, yes, our sociopathic king has returned to us in victory.
Okay, Joffrey.
Yeah, especially the way I play. If I see any red dot on the screen, they die. It's just like, it's how I practice killing things for later on in the game, like when you're chasing people and you just have to catch them right away.
Really? Damn.
Well, like, there's certain missions where they force you to chase something. Like in one of the caverns, they force you to chase that guy. I'm sure of it because I had his ass like a million times. But in another mission where you have to kill one of the main guys, he runs away and you can catch him right away on the rooftop and stab his face in. Anyways, you learn about the Rodrigo Borgia, who is the Master Templar. Mario's telling you all this, by the way. He takes you into his study. And he tells you all about Rodrigo Borgia and all this and that. And you learn about the Codex, Altair, and the Apple of Eden briefly. I think this is the first time he officially brings it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just mention that bringing the Borgias and other, like, actual historical figures into this is the first thing that really made me fall in love with this game? I'm a fucking history nerd. And I love the whole history surrounding the Borgias because they were some crazy fucked up people. And the second he said Rodrigo Borgia, I was like, oh my god, of course he would be the Master Templar. Like, who the fuck else in Italian history would do that?
You know those glyphs that you can only unlock during Eagle Vision? Just when you see that the game is going to make a turn after you decipher all those things, and you either have to go with it or throw the controller down and go, I'm out, and just check your mind out of the story, because it makes a huge left turn with, like, just in relation to the knowledge that we have as people, and I don't want to spoil that for you. So
okay.
All right. This is where you see Cloudy and get and learn about the tax money, talk to the architect and build updates, which I was balling by this point. I had like 27 grand, so I just whipped it all down on the table, as it were, and just upgraded a bunch of stuff. Nova, you're coming in fresh. How much money do you have at this point?
Well, here's the thing. I've already found all the treasures and all the codex pages and all the statuettes and all of the glyphs. Basically everything that you can do without continuing on major quests or plot points, I've done. So yes, I've already got all the upgrades. So now I'm just collecting ridiculous amounts of money, but literally have nothing to spend it on, because I've bought all the paintings, all the statues.
Paintings?
Yeah. So I have nothing to spend this huge amount of money that I'm getting on.
Oh, man. I envy you to go back and do all this fresh. Oh, my God. I have the 360 version. I can do it. But that's later.
But yeah, to answer your question, I have ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, ballin' ridiculous. Yeah. See, that's after you beat the game, you can go through it again. I started a new file, and it just gave me a whole crap load of money. So I haven't been doing a whole lot, and I was loaded at the time. So,
ballin', we fly high.
Okay, so you go back to Florence, and the year is now 1478, which I think is 2 years later. And you visit Leonardo da Vinci, and to decode that thing that you took a codex off of Vieri when you killed him, so Leonardo translates that, and he tells you to learn new moves. And this is the part that creeps me out the most out of all the murders and stabbings. This is the creepiest thing to me. He says, practice on these dummies. And I stabbed one all low-key, and it grabbed its throat, and blood was spurting out, and it fell to its knees. And I'm like, why are the dummies bleeding? Am I actually just murdering more people for Leonardo da Vinci? Is he like the prehistoric, not prehistoric, but is he like the olden times, like Charles Manson? Is he like the Renaissance Charles Manson?
And I love, there's a small like cutscene where, I don't remember what you're talking about, but Ezio asks, like, what are you going to do with the dead body? And Leonardo's like, oh, we'll just keep it here. The city gives me the dead ones anyways to study on. And I'm like, that's fucking terrifying, dude.
I think that was a lie. I think he has people killing him. So that's his excuse in case you just happen to find dead bodies in his cellar. You're like, why do you have these dead bodies? Like, oh, remember I was saying earlier, the city just gives them to me. I do crazy research. What, research? I don't see you doing research on any of these bodies. They're just in a freezer. Ezio's asking too many questions. Silence him.
Yes, exactly. Pretty terrifying.
Yo, man, Leonardo da Vinci is the master assassin. Okay, so after that, you go and get info on or about La Volpe, who's apparently Voldemort. You're not supposed to say his name out loud. he says, he's like, shh, and then Ezio's like, oh, I'm sorry, where can I find him?
Can't do that.
Later on, you just start calling him by his first name, which is even weirder. It's like, Fox, I remember there was a time I couldn't even say your name out loud. Now I'm calling you by whatever. All right, so. This is where you raid the tomb, and this is either where you know how to control Ezio, or the twitchy controls will make you throw your controller through the monitor or your TV.
I don't.
Remember?
I don't.
Tomb.
No.
It's the assassin's tomb where you pull the assassin symbol and it flips upside down or whatever. And then you run around. There's some guards. It's Darius's tomb. That's the only one that they force you to do.
I don't remember this part at all.
Oh, you see, there's six tombs. I can't remember. Tomb. You raid some tombs.
It's Tomb Raider.
It just turns into Tomb Raider out of nowhere.
Is this like some sort of DLC that I may be missing?
No, it's in the game. Right?
It's in the game.
And what the fuck?
No. La Volpe told. It's the first thing you do. You meet up with La Volpe, the fox or whatever, and he leads you. He's like, "Yo, go down there. There's a meeting going on in that tomb." And then you find out about the meeting, but in one of the other rooms, there's Darius's armor, which Mario takes you down into the assassin cellar, and there's six assassins, and Darius is one of them. And you basically have to find all these tombs, and there's like a different weapon for each of them.
I think I somehow missed that part? How did I miss that? That's not possible.
If you take like sleeping pills to get to sleep, you may have played this in your sleep.
I don't know. Because I remember the part where you had to go into the catacombs, but then I think I did something else.
I have no idea, yo.
I'm gonna have to.
That's
look
probably
this up.
It.
This is like it's so awesome to get those six pieces of.
I know, because I was fucking. Weapons. I was wondering about those, like when I would start to be able to collect them. But apparently, I somehow fucked up, and maybe I declined it or something, or like I saved and exited somehow. I will look into that. Yeah.
Yes. But like, I gotta bring a point up about that chamber where they have the six assassins. There's two females there that sound like they would make awesome games. One of them killed Cleopatra, I believe, and I think the other one was an Asian assassin. And I don't remember her backstory, but I just remember thinking, these sound like awesome directions to go with the series. So, Egypt, China, Ubisoft, holla back.
Make it happen, Captain.
I'm just saying, or feudal Japan, why are we avoiding this? Why are we avoiding this, man? Feudal Japan, what is up? We're going French Revolution, man? Whatever, I'll go with it. Assassin's Creed is a great series, and Ubisoft makes good shit.
Man, I'm kind of pissed about this armor now.
I'm trying to figure out where we left off. Oh, there's the meeting where the Patsies are planning an event at High Mass. And you don't know exactly what it is, but it has the Pope's blessing that no one will be killed. Now, I think Rodrigo Borgia was in the room, and so we know that motherfucker just don't give a fuck. He's just out for whatever. So people are gonna die. That's like your wink and the wink and the gun to the audience. It's like, don't worry, it's cool as long as no one's gonna die. Anyway, what did the Pope think was gonna happen? I gotta know. I gotta meet this Pope and go holler at him and be like, what did they tell you? All right. As long as no one's gonna die. The first thing they did was try to stab somebody. Alright. So you prevent the conspirators from attacking all but one guy. The Medici dude. What was his name? Anyone remember?
I don't even remember this part that you're talking about. Holy shit, what the fuck did I miss?
Okay, there's like, I'm not sure. It's like church. They're outside of a church. And this big event, this assassin's trying to take place and just murder shit.
No, don't remember this. I swear to God.
Did you even get to this part?
I got past this part.
No, this is the end. We're almost done. Like, there's no way. You don't remember? This is the end. Okay, so I'm going to keep going and tell me when you remember shit. So after you escort this guy home and he's all wounded and shit, he's like, all right, go kill Francesco De Pazzi. And then you catch and kill Francesco De Pazzi and you hang him Hannibal style without his guts spewing out, though. End sequence 4. What's up now, Nova? I just hulked out in front of you. I'm waving the championship bell. You don't remember any of this?
Oh, I think it's because I last played this at like 2 a.m. Maybe I was playing in my sleep. I don't fucking know.
Oh, man. I just did all this shit within the past 24 hours.
That's why. Yeah, this was like on Tuesday. So, my memory is not that good. Fuck that. Maybe I'll go like replay it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happens next. I have way too much Assassin's Creed in my brain. I'm just excited that we're doing this series. It's my favorite series of all time. This is like high level shit for me. I'm so excited. The next two games in the series, Brotherhood and Revelations, this is like my Star Wars. This is my Mass Effect. It's not so much the decisions that you make, it's just the stupid story that they're telling me. I'm in it. Balls deep. It gets so crazy. And you're just like, all right, saddle up, let's put a helmet on, I'm coming with you, man.
I like the dynamic of the game. I didn't think I would as much as I do. There is something just really fun about just like flinging yourself off rooftops.
Oh yeah.
Has anyone missed the jump yet?
Oh yeah, all the goddamn time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All the time. I love missing jumps. That feeling where you're just like, I'm gonna do this, and then you instantly regret it. Yeah.
No, I don't want to run up that wall.
Oh fuck the races! Like, because oh, yeah. I literally have nothing left to do but quest, right? So I've done like all the stupid races and courier things, but goddamn races are the most annoying thing you could possibly put into this game. Because you have to run, so you have to hold A, but then you just start climbing random shit. Like, no, I didn't want to climb that, I wanted to like run, and then, I'm getting mad.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's the controls are defeating you at that point. Like, you're not playing the game. You're working against the controls to complete an objective.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's. Well, see, the whole parkouring thing is just really a double-edged sword, and sometimes I feel like maybe I'm the idiot, but then other times I'm like, no, this is just the way it's designed. They fine tune the controls to the point where you can do it a lot easier, but it took two or three games to get to that point, which kind of stinks.
And I wish the map was a little better, because if you don't start looking for those glyphs right off the bat, you have to kind of like pick and choose which building you think it's actually going to be on.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't remember which of these giant buildings is the one with an Italian name. They all have Italian names. Like, you're just kind of guessing on your map which one is which.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying.
So, they really want you to look for them.
But they want you to look for them right away. And if you don't, you get punished.
Well, I think a lot of it is the idea is, don't worry, you'll be able to do this when the game opens up. And, so like after a certain point when you unlocked everything, I'm not sure when that point is, and you can just jump to any one of the, because I think there's Tuscany, Florence, and then I think you go to Venice later on, and once you get all three of those, then you just start jumping between wherever and just doing everything. See, you're consuming every nugget that comes at you, which is actually probably good. It'll save you more time in the long run, I think.
Yeah, but the hard part is because those stupid on-screen things come up and say, like, the name of the building and the stupid glyph symbol, and you're like, yeah, I'll get that later, but how do you know which fucking building it is later? They all look the goddamn same.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, as soon as they tell you, you gotta... I think there's a database. You may have to consult that.
Yeah, maybe, but the database doesn't tell you where the building is on the map.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
I like the synchronizing. It's always the first thing I do.
Yeah, that's... I do
always,
that.
In every game.
As soon as I see a little gray smudge, that's the first thing I go for.
Where's that fucking bird symbol? Let's go.
Yeah, all the time. All day. All day, son.
All day.
How many times have you guys accidentally pressed the synchronize button two or three times instead of jumping off the ledge?
I've done that once or twice. I have to warn people, there's one or two ledges in every game that do not have hay at the bottom. Double check your jumps.
Make sure there are birds on that ledge before you try a leap of faith.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure one of them is in this game. And I haven't come across it yet, but you can just jump off and you die. And it's a glorious moment. You realize that you're not Spider-Man.
Desynchronized.
Straight away. I love it. And this is one of the earlier Assassin's Creed games where you have to heal yourself. It does not regenerate.
It sort of does. If you don't lose the full square, Your health comes back slowly, but yeah.
It's a little partial regeneration, but like in later Assassin's Creed games, as long as you stay out of combat, the longer you stay out of combat, the faster it regenerates, I think.
It's pretty badass. I could use that.
There's other things that they add too, like the you can't kill civilians. One of the crazy things, you can't kill women at all, period. No matter what's juice, apparently. I haven't been able to attack not one woman, not by accident, not intentionally. Because sometimes I like to do that, see who I can kill and what, know what my boundaries are.
That's fair and a little scary.
I don't attack them specifically on gender. I'm just like, can I kill them? Slank. Okay, all right. I'll try to avoid doing that.
The doctor's the best. The best outfits.
The doctor's,
so,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, that's true.
So cool.
I do like how they kind of went for accuracy with a lot of this history stuff. Like I said, history nerd shit makes me happy.
What are your impressions of the plot thus far? You know, it's basically a tale of revenge, and like I get shades of like Ezio has to learn that this is not just about revenge. This is so much more than just your beef.
The way of the samurai.
Yeah, and I don't think he gets that the message.
No, he's hard headed at first.
Well, like how old is this guy supposed to be?
He's gotta be early 20s, probably.
Yeah, I think it starts out when he's, I want to say he's 22 right now at the point that we're talking.
Okay.
So it's probably like 18, 20 when it starts.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That explains a lot more of like the mentality behind his character.
Near the end, he's like an old guy, right? In Revelations?
Yeah, he's like 60, I think.
Jesus.
He's in his 60s.
Crazy.
Brotherhood's his prime.
Yeah, man. 30s. The Brotherhood Run is where they got the formula correct. And then in Revelations, they basically made that same formula prettier with a couple of interesting
choices.
Interesting choices, yeah.
So basically,
people complain about certain aspects of it, but I have no beef.
We're all losing our shit over how awesome this game is.
Yeah, I'm into it, man. There's no way. There's no other way to put it. This is my series. If I had one series I could be trapped on a desert island with all day, all night, Assassin's Creed, all of them. There's not one that's bad. Even the PSP one. I don't give a shit. Fuck you haters.
It was like crack the first time I played it. Like, whatever. 6 years ago. I just wanted to keep on going and going.
Yeah. I have every single trophy except for one or two. I think it's the feather one and sweep all guys with a staff. I don't think I've ever used like a staff in the game at all.
The feathers are starting to drive me a little crazy.
Yeah. I have a strategy guide and a map.
Good you didn't play the first one. That's what, 100 feathers?
So yeah, this one has 100 as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So many.
But it's 100 feathers in the same... Like, they send you to 3 towns that are the exact same. You know what I don't like about this? It's not that I don't like about it. I think they made an interesting choice with the color palette. It's a lot of brown.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they were going for. That might be a technical issue. It's just easier to put things on screen if the color palette isn't so...
Well, I think it's representative of the architect, too.
Probably, but the colors don't really pop. If you see like a yellow, it's a brown yellow. If it's red, it's a maroon. You know, it's a lot of. Bleh.
Yeah, you might be right, because like Assassin's Creed 4 is very bright and vibrant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might have just been a technical thing.
Because the game is pretty large.
Yeah.
For what they were building. Like.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun running along rooftops and sort of trying to choreograph and my path through the entire thing. Like when you get into the rhythm, there's very few games that sort of capture the energy. It's like very high energy almost all the time that you're running.
Makes you feel like a badass with ease too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The controls catch a lot of shit, but when they work.
I honestly don't think they're that bad. They're a little touch and go, and it can be a little frustrating sometimes, but not nearly as bad as you guys led me to believe.
I think we might have just been trying to echo the internet on that one.
Or comparing them to later games.
Yeah, that's true too. By the Assassin's Creed 3 and 4, the controls are just... Because you have to start running through trees and shit in later games, and your paths just open up crazy with that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's more direction.
Yeah, more verticality.
And it's easier with the trigger as a run.
Yeah. Yeah, they made... they figured a whole bunch of mess of crap out. The paths are more intricate. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap it up there. And...
Sequence 4.
So we're doing 5 through 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's 12, right?
Yeah, but I have the DLC, so I have to put a little bit more hustle in on the later. I don't think you can skip... If you can skip it, I'm good, but if not, that's like...
Well, that's all you. I've never played it.
Oh, man. I don't know why I got it. I can see why they cut it from the game and made it DLC, but... It's just more stuff. It's really just more stuff. Anyway.
It's not necessary.
Not
it's
entirely.
More lore, right?
Yeah, it pulls back the curtain a little bit more, so when you play the next sequence, what you just did makes sense.
Is it Desmond stuff or Ezio?
No, it's Ezio stuff. I'll play through and give a review. Maybe my memory's playing tricks on me because I just love the entire series. Anyways, so this is it. Come back next time where we get at you with sequences 5 through 8. And yeah.
And
I am. What were you gonna say? You were gonna interrupt me?
Sorry. I was just gonna say. I promise I will actually be awake for the last part and know what the fuck you're talking about.
Alright, that's a promise you better keep. I am the Jaded Gamer. You can get at me on everything. I am FN2K on everything. I am FN the number 2K. Wes.
I'm Wesker Gay on Twitter. Hit me up.
Nova.
I am Stargon Nova on Twitter and How Stars Collide on Xbox Live.
Yeah. That's how we roll. Alright, so we out.
Come back when you got some money, buddy!
That'll never get old.
No, it never will. Every week, he gets me with it. Awesome. Click!